visiting with Elliot Craig. He is the head football coach of a co-op down in Fulton County between Cuba High School and Spoon River Valley High School. They have 242 kids in their co-op, and we've been talking about a number of issues involving high school football over the last really probably 4 or 5 years, and a lot of it has to do with declining participation numbers. And I know, Coach Elliot Craig, you're in a tough spot right now in terms of the future of high school football within your co-op and within your area of the state. What is the issue right now impacting you specifically?
Well, Jim, we are we have 30 kids out in our program. The issue is that 10 of those 30 kids are seniors. So that's going to leave us at 20 next year. The bigger problem is we have junior high football that has ran through our school and has been since I can think of. I think they started it in 99. That junior high actually started the co-op here with junior high football. Anyway, 6th through 8th grade, we only have about 20 kids. And a lot of those kids in junior high do it in junior high, but just like any other sport, when kids get older, they don't necessarily do it. So we have 20 kids, and I'm expecting maybe 4 freshmen to come out next year, put you at 24. I know there's no way we can play a JV schedule with 11 man. There's just no way, because I graduate 5 offensive line kids. I have only 6 left in the program, which means those 6 will be playing on Friday night next year, and have no, like maybe one JV kid, one kid that'll be a freshman next year that's a line kid. So you're not going to play those kids double duty. So there's just no way. So we've explored a potential 8-man situation, because I just believe if you can't play JV games in a regular 11-man setting, those kids aren't going to come out, whether it be freshman or sophomore. They just aren't going to play. So now your numbers dip even lower for what would be a Friday night, and they'll never come out if you don't have JV. So the 8-man gives you an option to at least still be able to play JV, because you don't need as many kids. But our board has some tough decisions to make. I've just simply presented the numbers as the athletic director to them, and Jim, they got a decision to make basically before January.
And I know, you know, the other options kind of on the table are, you know, maybe not having football at all, or trying to find another co-op partner. And right now this is a co-op that features 2 schools. And then when you talk about numbers, you know, you bring up a point, well, yeah, 24 kids. Well, do you want kids playing by attrition? And by attrition, I mean basically they go out, they basically have a spot on the team, but if they're a freshman or a sophomore, are they really ready to play on a Friday night against another varsity team?
Not usually.
That's what I'm saying. Is that good for the longevity of the sport and keeping those kids out? The answer is probably not.
That's correct, Jim. I mean, you know, we've been in a situation this year where, in my 12 years, we have 6 winning seasons. It's not like the program here is not been okay. The problem is most freshmen just are not ready. I mean, I've had 2 freshman kids start in 12 years, and those 2 kids, it was attrition. We had nobody else. They were the next best available, so we played them. And that was about halfway through their freshman year, and they still weren't ready. A lot of sophomores aren't ready. I mean, it's just a big, big difference so I don't know, Jim. I think, you know, I don't know that, at least with 8-man, it gives you a chance to still have a homecoming. At our place, it gives us a chance to still have dance and cheer, which our participation numbers are high in. And again, as the AD here, you want kids out. We probably got 25 kids that do dance and cheer in the fall. Don't want to lose that. The co-op thing, yeah, it's certainly possible. I mean, there are 3 school co-ops. Mid-County is a is a three-school co-op. Flanagan, Cornell, Woodland, Streeter, whatever they are, is a three-school co-op. It could be done. We've been in some preliminary discussions with another school to potentially do that. But that's not something that just happens overnight with adding another school and co-oping. There's a lot of red tape, for lack of a better word, I'll keep it at that, that has to be done that can be a pain in the butt. So I don't know what direction we're going to go, Jim, but you know, I think not having football in some degree would kill this North Fulton area. I mean, why would you stay? I mean, if you're a father that wants his son to play football and it's not being offered in Cuba or Spoon River Valley, and they just choose to do that, why would you, and you have the opportunity, why would you stay? You wouldn't. You'd move out. So now the enrollment's going to decrease even more. So we'll see what our board does. I'm certainly not opposed to the eight-man. I think a lot of people are scared of it. I think a lot of people are uneducated about it. They don't know about it, and that's okay. But I also think that, you know, nobody wants to be the bad guy in a conference. Nobody wants to be whatever. Man, I got to do what's best for the North Fulton kid. I mean, not as the football coach, but as the AD. If I was the AD, we'd still be having this same discussion, and I wasn't the coach. We don't have the numbers. They're not there. So,
well, and I guess the thing I look at, too, as we wrap up here talking with Elliot Craig, again, he's the head football coach. It's a co-op between Spoon River Valley and Cuba, two small schools in Fulton County, playing the Prairie Land. I think total enrollment right around 242. So the big issue here with eight-man is, one, the IHSA has kind of declared it an emerging sport. We know that. So they're kind of on board right now with it. And I know it's fair to say that it's kind of taking off in the northern portion of the state near the Wisconsin border, and you have kind of an old school guy at Alden Hebron. You know, when I talked to John Lawler up there, he was kind of the guy that pushed the movement, and he said if there's anybody that can embrace eight-man football, it's this old dude right here by the name of John Lawler. But I think that the issue is for other parts of the state is that domino has to fall, is some school has to say we're going to do it, so we know other schools in our area will do it. Now, I don't know what type of reaction you're going to get, or if you're getting some reaction where you've kind of let the cat out of the bag here a little bit and say, hey, we're really exploring eight-man football here. And maybe some other area schools or coaches will say, you know, this is something that we need to look at. Because I told you off the air, in my opinion, the rule now with a lot of these football programs in our area, they hover about 40 in the program. You know, we're talking about total kids in the program, freshman through senior. You know, is that enough to have a JV team? Barely. But you're piecing it together now. And we know with the way the rules are in terms of, you know, you can only play one game a night effective next year. You know, the player rules per, you know, week on how much you can participate. That's going to have impact on small school football as well. So I don't know. I guess long story short, with the word getting out now that you're exploring this option in this part of the state, do you think you may hear from some other schools that say, thank you, I've been waiting for somebody to say it publicly in our area of the state, Let's look at this eight-man thing for our neck of the woods.
I'm not. It's a good question, Jim. I'm not really sure. I mean, the thank you would be nice. I don't know how others are going to react. I mean, I think within my own conference, you know, I think you have schools that understand, but I also think within my own conference I have schools that were more worried about, well, if you go do this, what's going to happen? I don't know. It's not my problem. I can't make kids, you know, come out. I can't increase our school enrollment. I can't whatever. I think I think you're right about the domino effect. I would think, Jim, if the North Fulton school boards decide to do this, that maybe you have other people around the area like a Pleasant Hill or a Varna Midland. I mean, Milford is over by Danville, and they finally got to the point, and they jumped. I mean, they were in the Vermilion Valley Conference for years, struggling with numbers, and they finally said, we're going to go to eight-man, and they've been playing eight-man this year, and I've talked with their coach, and he said it's night and day. He goes, you know, before we had low numbers, and we're getting beat 40 or 50 to nothing every week by schools that are just so much bigger or have more kids out. He goes, our kids didn't want to come out. He goes, now you're playing against teams just like you. They got 20-some kids, or they got 18 kids, and that, which is basically the same as what you got. And things are much more competitive, and it's still football. It's just at a different level. You know, the field shrinks a little bit. But, I mean, as I told you, Jim, if you want to line up with five regular offensive linemen, a quarterback, a fullback, and a tailback, and get in the eye and run power football, you can do it in eight-man. If you want to go with three line kids, go empty and go 2x2 or 3x1 and sling it around 40 times, you can do that too. I mean, so there's still way – I mean, it's still – blocking, tackling. I mean, you run the option, you can throw the ball, you can do whatever you want. You just don't need as many kids, whether that be if you're low on skill kids that year or if you're low on linemen that year. There's a way to be able to adapt to hopefully keep the program alive and to potentially let JV, to still have a JV program to play JV games. So, you know, we'll see. I don't, you know, if we make the jump, it may not be next year where other people follow, but maybe the year after, Jim, there's some other schools that are like, Cuba North Fulton's doing it. You know, we'll see. I mean, I think you also got to try to get your community and sell your community on it. I know that's going to be a challenge for us as well, just because nobody's ever seen it. And I would encourage anybody, I'm going to throw this date at you, Jim. So Monmouth College... All right, November the 9th at 7 p.m. at Monmouth College. If anybody'd like to go get more educated on eight-man football, the eight-man championship game will be played on November the 9th at 7 p.m. at Monmouth College. A month and a half from now?
Yeah, so this is like a football jamboree thing for eight-man that'll lead to the championship for eight man in Illinois. I didn't know that. That's awesome. I'm going to probably try take you up on that and get down there and watch that.
I think I'm going to take our kids. I'm going to encourage our parents. And even if our school board chooses to not go to eight man, it's a way to be able to go watch the teams that are playing it now, Jim. They've set up. I mean, they have their own association. I went to a meeting in Ottawa, Illinois, at Ottawa Marquette, and sat around with Lawler and these other guys that are doing it right now, and they just set their own thing up, and they got a hold of Monmouth College, and the two teams that are left, I think they're having like a four-team playoff, and then so whoever the two that are left, I think the semifinals, they were going to try to play at Augustana and get a hold of Coach Bell at Augie.
Oh, wow.
See if they could do that. So they're trying to, you know, with their own kids and whatever, like we talked about, hey, let's try to. And there's a lot of other things that they're going to do starting next year if they get more teams to commit. I know there were two schools. Hey, think about this. Polo is going to go eight-man next year. Long, proud tradition Polo. The Marcos, yeah, I know it sounds weird, but that's true. They're going to go eight-man next year because they don't have the numbers. So I don't know, Jim. That's what we'll see. But I'm going to try to get my community and kids to at least go over to watch it live. And that's been really all you can do is educate yourself. And you know, I don't know what the boards are going to do here. Again, certainly the situation is what the situation is. I don't think It's not a quick fix because our junior high numbers are just not going to be very good over the next 3-4 years. And I don't think, I think losing football altogether, Jim, is a far worse thing than saying, well, we're going to go 8-man. Because if you stay long enough playing 11-man and just continue to not be able to compete and your numbers just keep dwindling, I mean, eventually it's going to die at your school. I mean, it's just going to die. And I just think that if you know, it promotes too many good things that never gets written about. You know, you only hear a lot about the negative side of football. Man, you know how many kids, Jim, and I'm sorry to make this long, but you know how many kids here at North Fulton, the only reason they graduated high school was because of football. And if they didn't have it here, Jim, they would have dropped out. And then guys like me and you would be paying for them the rest of their lives because they're unproductive citizens. I mean, that I know that's not everywhere, but at our place, a lot of boys stay in school and try to keep their grades up or do keep their grades up. And if we didn't have football, a lot of them would drop out and never graduate. So it is a big deal here. And so we'll see. You know, we'll see.
All right. Well, I tell you, a great story to follow then here. And a decision down in Fulton County has to be made by January. Elliot Craig will be following this story, and thanks for your help today. Really appreciate it.
No problem, Jim. Thank you.
And we'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.